It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Proceed to the route.
Navigating.
Go left.
The Continental Divide.
No, wait, I mean go right.
On the road to the White House.
Prepare for bumpy ride.
Hear about it first.
America cannot survive for four more years.
Talk about it now. 97.3 The Sky.
It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Kamala, one of your top stories. Kamala Harris on a radio entertainment type show. Charmaine the God. Yeah, and not much going on there. The only takeaway really was that the only thing she really agreed to and was very assertive about, that Trump is a fascist. Really, I'm serious. Trump is a fascist.
Okay.
And all the other questions, she had long, drawn-out answers that, of course, didn't make sense. On the other hand, you've got Donald Trump facing a very challenging interview on stage at the Economic Club of Chicago. Now, that is somebody who is taking their candidacy seriously. And in the meantime, you've had Kamala Harris making comments like, this is a person who doesn't take things seriously. You appear before the Economic Club of Chicago, you better have your ducks in a row. He sparred with this guy from Bloomberg, the editor-in-chief, John Micklewaite. And you can just tell he just thinks he is all that. Well, experts say. Well, Trump schooled him. The overall effect, and he wanted to kind of try to hammer him down on high tariffs. Okay, this Micklewaite did.
Mm-hmm.
The overall effect could be massive, he said, and adding that Trump is set to launch the U.S. into a trade war. Trump replies coolly of his proposed policy. It's going to have a massive effect. Positive effect. It's going to have a positive effect. And then he says, catch this.
Mm-hmm.
It must be hard for you to spend 25 years talking about tariffs as being negative and then have somebody explain to you that you're totally wrong. It was so awesome.
Wow.
And the difference between the two is one has written about it, one has opined on it. The other one was actually sitting in the driver's seat engaging in these economic policies to the success of the American people. Yeah. And it showed that Trump knows what he's talking about when it comes to the economy, to tariffs. There's no doubt about it. So this Micklewaite pressed Trump on what he thought of critics who claim imposing such large tariffs would bring the cost back onto consumers who want to buy foreign goods. Yeah, he said critics say Tariffs will end up being like a national sales tax. Who, first of all...
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. These are the critics. You're talking about Democrats. You're talking about people who have a hardcore agenda and will set aside anything. They have no real principles or platform to stand on. All they want to do is make sure that they concentrate and have more power. But anyway, so he asked him the question. He says, you know, America at the moment has $3 trillion worth of imports. You're going to add tariffs to every single one of them. That's going to push up the cost for all of those people who want to buy foreign goods. Isn't that simple mathematics, President Trump? Trump fired back, yeah, it is, but not the way you figured. And I've always been very good at mathematics. The former president claimed that under the policies, the astronomical tariffs on foreign businesses will make them set up shop in the U.S. instead. And then he went on and cited examples of exactly that. And then I remember, Mikkel Wade, I watched this thing because I felt like it was pretty compelling.
Mm-hmm.
Because Trump, time and time again, oh, by the way, he didn't have any notes. He didn't have a teleprompter. And he spoke. He spoke on and answered questions from this guy. Kamala Harris couldn't be up there really and taken seriously past the 20 or 30 second mark. Trump was able to answer the questions and cite examples of how his policies had been effective in the past. The Bloomberg editor also pointed out some of Trump's promises, such as making car loan interest tax deductible as adding to the national debt. Mikkel Wade said other publications have also criticized Trump for running up an enormous debt with his policies of wanting to have no taxes on tips, Social Security over time. They've been wrong about everything. So have you, by the way. You've been wrong. And the editor-in-chief went on to say, Trump was trying to turn the exchange into a debate. Trump says, but you're wrong. You've been wrong. And the policies would actually bring growth. Instead, you've been wrong your whole life on this stuff. And it is obvious that Trump knows his stuff. So what does the Democrat Party have in their arsenal, you know, to fight Trump? They cannot absolutely beat him on any policy positions at all. Not one. Not one. The economy, they're blubbering idiots when it comes to the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute idiots. So there's no question there. So what do they have? Let's call him a fascist. Let's call him a dictator. Let's call him names. Oh, by the way, he's a racist. Did you know that? Did you know that President Trump...
I have heard that. But,
yeah.
It seems, but then I always hear his African American friends go, no. So they would know.
Oh,
I would think so.
Yeah, like we had that pretty good football player from Georgia that won a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, you may have heard of him.
Yeah, Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
Come on the air and talk to us directly and directly do it and say, absolutely on my life, Donald Trump is not a racist. I've known the man for over 40 years, and that was.
And what about that genius surgeon, you know, that was actually part of the cabinet? You know?
Oh.
Doctor. Yeah, doctor something, I think. He was a smart guy. Yeah.
Dr. Ben Carson?
Oh, that's the doctor. Yeah, that's the one. And he seemed to be pretty good friends with him.
Now you've got Geraldo coming out saying ridiculous things that Latinos with self-respect shouldn't support Trump. But then it's brought up that it was actually Trump that flew Nelson Mandela to safety and got him out of South Africa. Trump, the racist, did
that. He just
wanted
to bring him in so he could be racist to him, I'm sure. That's probably what
he just wanted to take him to one of his casinos, probably, and bankrupt him.
Amazing.
Hey, it is crazy. Well, they've got nothing else.
No, they don't.
They literally have nothing else. But I guess if you want to kill babies, there you go.
Okay, they got that.
They
have
that.
They can have it.
They have that camp.
Yes.
Sewn up. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.